So are you ready? Are you ready? I'm not going to tell you what to be ready for. There's many things to be ready for, but are you ready? Are you ready ever? You know, there's a funny thing about being ready. There's what it is, and then there's what we might think that it is. Let's start with, what do we think it is? Well, sometimes we hear the word ready. Are you ready? And other people may ask us the question, or we may see commercials on television, and are you ready? And what does that do? That causes us to spring up and work. We got to get to work. And so there's constant work, isn't there? There's pushing and pulling and manipulating and reorganizing, and I mean those kinds of things on all different levels. Might be physical, right? Got to be ready. Might be mental, or it might be spiritual even. Are you ready? And so we jump up and immediately we start running around and we start doing all kinds of things. And it seems as though it's a never-ending cycle. We might burn a lot of calories or a lot of smarts or a lot of patience. Are you ready? And we never seem to be ready, do we? We're always running around. We're always doing this, that, or the other thing. So as I said, that's not really what being ready is. Although we may have been fed that message, and we may believe that message. No, what is being ready? When you are ready, there's very little or no movement. There's no stress. There's no fuss, there's no cuss, it's all been done. Because why? Because you're ready. You've done it all. Oh, now sure, there's maintenance. I mean, everything needs maintenance, right? You need to do a little tweaking there and a little tweaking there, a little polish there, a little greasing or oiling over there. But by and large, the majority of the outlay is done. You've done it. You're done. You did it. You worked like a dog, and now you're ready. And so readiness is really the opposite of what we a lot of times think it is. It's a perpetual waiting, really, being ready. What are you ready about? There's a little fine-tuning, like I said, but you're ready for the event. What's the event? I can't tell you what the event is. We all have different events in our lives. Maybe you're in the process of moving and you're going to invite the whole church over to your house for a big party when you're done. No, I'm not directing that at anybody. A lot of work getting ready, being ready. Look at our gospel lesson for today. Look at our first lesson for today. All kinds of people in our lessons for today where the question can be called, are they ready? We go to our first reading for today, and what do we see? Abraham and Sarah. Abraham's mulling around outside. He looks up, and what does he do? He sees three men standing near him. Now, immediately for Abraham and most characters in the Bible, most people in the Bible, what kicks in is that natural tendency towards hospitality. If you read the scriptures carefully, you'll find that actually is the reason behind some of why biblical characters do what they do, because they're following laws and rules of hospitality. We still have some of that. Somebody comes over to our house, we like to think we can lay the best food before them. What did your grandparents used to do? Break out the fine china, right? That usually sat in the cupboard all year long until guests came. So we have that tradition. He looked up, he saw three men there. He invited them in. Okay, you know, refresh yourselves and then you may pass on. And then what does Abraham do? A bunch of work. I kind of laughed in lieu of what we had yesterday here, the sourdough bread. He's baking bread. He's getting it all ready, isn't he? Three measures of choice flour. He's kneading it. He's making cakes. He's working. He's working. He goes out. He takes a calf, tender and good. He has it prepared, curds and milk, everything. Getting everything. He's running around. He's working. But then what does he do once the work is done and he is ready? He stands with his guests. He stood by them under the tree while they ate. He didn't go get more curds. He didn't say, hey guys, would you like to have some grapes with that? He stood by his guests under the tree while they ate. And as he stood with his guests under the tree while they ate, he was rewarded. And why was he rewarded? Because he was ready. He was ready to listen. He was ready to hear. He was ready to have his life transformed if that was what God's intent was. And yes, we know it was God's intent. Where is your wife Sarah? There in the tent. I will surely return to you in due season. And your wife Sarah, who round about that time, if I remember my scriptures correctly, was 90 years old. Your wife Sarah shall have a son. And remember, they both laugh. They think that's absurd. But yet, Abraham and Sarah, we can assume, I guess, Sarah too, are ready. They did all the work. They got it done. They were ready. And in being ready, they were able to open up their ears and be at the right place at the right time and hear the will and word of the Lord. So I ask you again, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go to our gospel reading for today. My goodness, it just slaps us in the face, doesn't it? Mary and Martha. I can't think of a better story to show this to us as people who I hope are ready to hear the scripture. Jesus is on his way. He enters the village. Martha, much to her credit, Martha's not a bad guy. Sometimes we take Martha and we paint her. Oh, you know that old Martha. Later on, she really redeems herself. She says some things that Mary doesn't. So, but what's Martha? She invites Jesus, but then she can't sit still. She's working, 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 working. Martha was distracted, we see in verse 40. And isn't that wonderful? The scripture even tells us the problem. It even verbalizes the problem. As Jesus would say, do you have ears to hear? Martha was distracted by her many tasks. Finally, the Lord says to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. What did Mary know? Mary was ready. Now, is that because all the work was done? No. I'm sure Martha ran around the house, and there were many more things that could have been done. Look at the chips on the paint up there. Oh my gosh, get me a stool. I'm going to paint that so Jesus doesn't see it. Oh, look at over there. There's some refuse in the corner. Get me a broom so I can sweep up those old chicken bones or whatever, you know? What did they, running around. Interesting, isn't it, that being ready doesn't seem to have a doggone thing to do with the work that needs to be done. And so we see readiness as something actually somewhat separated from work. Being ready, I mean, yeah, you still need to do touch-up every once in a while, just like you might need to open your Bible and reread an old story. You know that story about Zacchaeus? What kind of tree did he climb up in? What was the whole point of that story? Brushing up, and that's good. That's good. But do you have the message of Jesus Christ in your heart and in your mind? Do you believe it and do you follow it? Did you do the work? Did you teach your children and grandchildren to do the work so that they too could be ready? Not saying that work doesn't need to be done. Oh no, all kinds of work needs to be done, but you can do it all the time, can't you? And if you're like me, you find out that when you get one piece of work done over here, another piece of work rears its ugly head, and then you got to deal with that as well. And back and forth and back and forth, just maybe like a pickleball match that's gotten out of control. That doggone ball is popping up all over the place. Readiness. Are you ready? Let's go to our second reading for today. What do we hear in our second reading? Being ready relies on an important realization. And what does being ready rely upon? You can't do it all. You can't. You can't do it all. You may want to do it all. You may think that it's appropriate to do it all. Boy, I tell you, my grandma, she wouldn't have left a stain on the floor. Boy, that woman, you could just rub your finger across the top of the windowsill and there was no dust. Well, that was her, God bless her. Maybe you're distracted in other ways today like Martha was, but are you ready? And so being ready relies on an important realization. You can't do it all. God is the one who can and does. We go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. He himself is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. In him, all things hold together. Yes, the tasks you need to do. The fine-tuning that you need to perform. Things that are physical, mental, and spiritual. All these things come together. But in him, all things hold together. Oh my goodness, isn't that a relief? Isn't that a relief? And if it isn't, it should be. In him, all things hold together. How wonderful, how incredible that my life and the living of my life isn't going to be made or fall apart on me working all of the time to my distraction, my dismay, and my frustration. Instead, it seems through our scriptures today, we are called to hopefully be at a point of readiness. And you know what? There's just things we can't know. Things we can't know, although a lot of things we can by the blessing of the Holy Spirit. We go to verse 25. Paul is writing, I became its servant, the word of God. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. The mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations but has now been revealed to his saints. The mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. Now don't make a mistake. Mistake that's very easy to make is to be tempted back into this frenetic, crazy mindset of work. Well, God's given us the hidden answer. But remember, revelation is not mastery. Just because you know something doesn't mean you will necessarily master it. It's far more important to be ready so that when that person knocks on your door, when that person comes to your doorstep, when the Holy Spirit gives you a little knock on the brain, so to speak, you'll be ready and you'll be able to respond and you'll be able to share whatever God has in mind for you with other people in the peace of your heart and mind, knowing you are saved by the one who holds everything together. That's the blessing of today's message. So are you ready? Well, you could answer that 100 different ways, because you've probably got 100 different things going on in your life. But strive to be ready. Therein lies peace. therein also lies your ability to effectively minister. Let God bring people your way. Not talking us out of ministry, not talking us out of evangelism, not talking us out of missionary work. No. Because we do need to go into the field, for the harvesters are few. But don't be like Martha today in our gospel. So pulled apart in so many different directions that you can't even see Christ in your midst. What an incredible blessing God has for us, wishing us peace in our hearts through being ready. And why can we be ready? Once again, because He holds it all in His hands. He holds it all together. Lean on Him. Put your faith and your trust in Him. You'll be empowered in ways that you never thought you could be empowered before. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen. This time let us sing the hymn of the day, Lord, speak to us that we may speak.